Today is not only a very special day to those who are from Spain or have some ascendancy from Spain, for today is one of the two national holy days of Spain, the other being that of St. Joseph in March. But it is also a great feast for those who have kinship in some way, of course spiritual, with Jesus Christ our Lord. For today we celebrate the feast of his cousin, St. James the Greater, and we see the readings referring to him. He was, of course, the son of Zebedee, also known as Cleophas, and his wife, Mary of Cleophas. And both he and his brother, St. John, were here present. Now, the mother of the sons of Zebedee, the sons of Cleophas, was very eager to secure a place for their sons in the future. That is very common for parents, and it's very common, especially among Hebrews, that they should have their children given a place of position, a place of influence. And our Lord says it has been set for somebody else. Of course, for whom have these two thrones in heaven been set up by God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit from eternity? For Mary and Joseph, not for James and John. Now they're not too far away. They're in the next rung, because there is a hierarchy in heaven, just as there is on earth. And so she gets some satisfaction, but at the same time, he asks the two brothers, "Are you able to drink of the chalice of which I shall drink?" And they say very eagerly, "Yes, we are." And they would, he says. Of course, they indeed were. St. James was to be the first of the apostles to be put to death after he came back from Spain, where he was also the first person in the church that we know of that received a visitation, an apparition from the Blessed Virgin Mary when she was still alive. And, of course, at that point, she also had, which is interesting, the baby Jesus in her arms. Even though Jesus was already in heaven, he had already ascended into heaven as a man. But Jesus is present to us in all of the ages that he had in this earth. And that's why we can have devotion to the baby Jesus, to the Niño de Atocha, to the Niño Santo for the Filipinos, and for the rest of the church, the infant Jesus of Prague, who is here behind me in a place of honor. Because Jesus is all things to all men. So, in that case, they share in his glory now because they shared in his suffering. Now, St. John would be the last apostle to die, but he too would be martyred by being boiled in oil, but saved by the grace of God. St. James, of course, went to Spain. He had the vision of the Blessed Mother, who enabled him to convert the Iberian Peninsula. And, of course, it is marked by the Our Lady of the Pillar, October the 12th, and it is the great shrine of Spain in Zaragoza, in Spain. Then he came back for the Council of Jerusalem in 49 AD. And that was the first council, though it was not ecumenical. It was a synod, talking about synods, pray to him for whatever is going on in Rome among those who claim to be the friends of Christ. He went and they decided, and Peter decided. They really didn't decide anything. It was Peter who decided. And he decided that from now on, the Gentiles would not have to be circumcised. And that's the way it has been until recently, when Jewish influences in the medical community have begun to do this again, especially since World War II. But it is absolutely not necessary, spiritually speaking, for that to take place. In the meantime, They found out he was there, and lo and behold, he was martyred around the year 50 AD, before he went back to Spain or to other places. But the apostles and his disciples who came with him, they took him back to Spain, and his tomb was hidden. And it was not until several hundred years later that a star appeared over the place where his body was buried. And it was known then that this was the place. They were looking for it. They knew it was there, but they didn't know where. And so they dug it up, and there indeed was the apostle St. James. In the meantime, one of the greatest places of pilgrimage of the church and of indulgences. There is a plenary indulgence today in Spain for those who go to his shrine. And most likely there have been hundreds of thousands of persons who have been to the shrine of St. James in Compostela, the field of the star. That's where that comes from, Compostela. And indeed, until recently, Santiago de Compostela was the largest place of pilgrimage in the church. And of course, Brother Lewis asked about why St. James on my chasuble was wearing a hat. And it is the pilgrim's hat. And he also wears the pilgrim's shell. And so the fact is that his shrine was, until recently, and it is to, in many ways still now, the greatest place of pilgrimage in the church. And many, many popes, including St. John Paul II and Pope Benedict and many others, have been on pilgrimage to the shrine of St. James. So today we give thanks to God for this great saint, and we ask God to bless Spain in these times of difficulty, when even though tradition is beginning to grow by leaps and bounds into hundreds of thousands, at the same time, there is a lot of heresy and modernism and evil, and especially within the government, all the evils that we have in our own government here. And we don't need to go into them. We know what they all are. So we pray to St. James for Spain, and we most definitely pray to St. James for Holy Mother, the Church, that is being stricken by so much evil in this day in which we live. Santiago de Compostela, ruega por nosotros. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.